Tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, is RSVVP Day. That stands for Restaurant Sharing 10%. The two V's are two Roman numeral fives. Five and five is 10. We do this every year where dozens and dozens of restaurants all over the Chapel Hill Carrboro community will give 10% of their proceeds for the day to support the IFC, the Interfaith Council for Social Service, and their food programs that help people in need in our community all through the year. It is a really, really cool program. It has made a lot of money for one of the great organizations here in our community for now more than three decades. And again, tomorrow is this year's RSVVP Day. So get ready to get out, have breakfast out, lunch out, dinner out, a snack in between, maybe some coffee in the middle, and you'll be giving back to a great cause. Joined today by two special guests. We've got Anna McDonald, who is the Director of Development for the IFC, and G. Marrero, who is the pantry manager at the IFC's food pantry. Anna, G, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And G, happy birthday. Gotta make that announcement on the air. Thank you so much for being with us today. So, by the way, this conversation is sponsored by the IFC, and you can find more on them online at ifcweb.org, including the full list of all close to 80 this year, right?
That's
restaurants
right.
that are participating. So tell us about RSVVP Day, how it got it started, how big of a day is it?
Sure. It's the 31st year for RSVVP, and it was started by one of our most longtime and best volunteers, Irene Brigeman, who is just known throughout this community for her involvement supporting various nonprofits like IFC and the Chamber of Commerce, for example. So the first year, she went out and recruited on her own restaurants to participate, and this, I believe, is the first full year that she has taken full retirement from this volunteer job.
Well deserved,
and we owe everything to Irene and her team of volunteers. We're happy to have had a few years to work with her to learn the ropes.
So restaurants, again, all over the community, giving 10% of their proceeds to the IFC, which is such a simple idea, but it takes so much work behind the scenes to make it happen. And just think about the many, many different restaurants who are giving back, including some I know that have been doing it nonstop for the last 31 years, right, or close to it.
That's right. We have a few folks who have participated every year. Il Palio being one, and Crossroads at Carolina Inn being the other. So that group continues to grow a little bit smaller, but we have a number of restaurants who have participated for 27, 28, 29 years. Some of those folks include Thai Palace and Jade Palace in Carrboro, mm-hmm. Elmo's, Med Deli, Ye Olde Waffle Shop, 411 West.
Really, these are places we should be going, excited about going
right.
anyway.
And, yeah. We have iconic local restaurants in the community that have just made this part of their yearly contribution to giving back.
And some that have dealt with quite a bit in recent weeks and months. I know Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen had to deal with a fire earlier this summer.
That's
They're
right.
on board Armadillo Grill. They're still recovering from, yeah, just a few days ago, right?
That's
They're
right.
on board as well.
Yeah.
Who else deserves to be recognized? No, they all do, but some other highlights.
They all do, and I'll mention again that you can find the full list mm-hmm. on our website or on our Facebook event, which WCHL is actually on the event listing, too. But I would say our other, maybe one other to highlight is Napoli in Carrboro. They're mm-hmm. a first-year participant and locally owned. They've transitioned from having a food truck to having a permanent location, and we're really excited to join in the crowd this year.
Awesome. Speaking with Anna McDonald and G. Marrero, talking about RSVVP Day, restaurant sharing at 10%, V&V, two Roman numeral fives. It's all day tomorrow, Tuesday, November 12th. 10% of proceeds from all of these participating restaurants will go back to the Interfaith Council for Social Service, and specifically their food programs, including the food pantry, which G. Marrero is the manager of. So tell us about the food pantry, the work that you do.
So at the food pantry, we provide families with bags of food. We have fresh produce from Weaver Street that we get. We get butter and cheese from Weaver Street, also from a fundraiser that they do as
and
well.
The Roundup
campaign. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so families come, they can come once a month and they get their food. It doesn't have to be exactly every 30 days. They can come on the 31st and then come on the 1st. We also provide financial assistance. We also provide clothing vouchers to the PTA. And now that we are in the same location as the community kitchen, they are able to come and have lunch and have dinner. And the numbers have gone up in the last month to due to the fact that families are coming in with their children and having a meal and then also being able to get groceries at the pantry. Also, being in the same location, it cuts down on their time, it cuts down on gas that they're wasting having to go to two different locations. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking for is just focusing on what's best for the members and what's best, how to best serve them. Essentially.
Yeah, you got to tell us about the new location too, because this is a really big, exciting development.
Right.
The food pantry and the community kitchen.
Yes, together.
Together at last in a really cool new space in Carborough.
It's been a long time coming. We've been waiting for this. So, yes, the transition has been it's a new experience. I mean, it's an older building. It's a smaller than the space that we moved into. So we've had to do a lot of adjusting,
That's right.
A lot of community sharing space. And so that, I think that's brought us like a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
And the members, although they're, you know, wanting the bigger space and waiting for the new building, they are still able to come and we still have space to see people. We still have space to store the food that we need to store to be able to be given out, which is great. But we are very much looking forward to moving into this new building.
What's the time frame on that?
The end of summer 2020.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. The building's currently under construction.
Yeah.
So we moved the food pantry from Carborough into the Old Town Hall in downtown Chapel Hill, where the community kitchen has been for 30 years. And we heard last week, well, you can see now that the construction has started going vertical. So that's a really exciting thing in Carborough. And like G said, late next summer, early next fall, we'll have a grand opening and the kitchen,
yes.
The pantry, financial assistance, everything will move back
permanent
to Carborough.
Permanent supportive housing.
That's right.
Awesome.
We'll all be, and admin offices will be there as well. So all in one building.
Speaking with Anna McDonald and G. Marrero, so as we get into RSVVP Day tomorrow, tell us about the need in the community. You mentioned more people are coming now that you're together in one space. What do we know about the number of people that you serve and the needs that they have?
Sure. So IFC's mission is to confront the causes and respond to the effects of poverty in our community. And one of the effects is food insecurity. So we know, everybody knows, it's pretty expensive to live in this community. And the statistics tell us from the North Carolina Housing Coalition that there's over 15,000 households who are considered cost burdened. So they're spending more than 30% of their income on housing and utilities. And that means that they may not have a lot extra to spend on other basic needs. So that's where IFC comes in with the emergency financial assistance and also the two food security programs to make sure that people in our community can access a good, nutritionally dense and balanced meal at the kitchen. And then in the food pantry where G works, we work to send home about a week's worth of pantry staples and fresh produce and personal hygiene items.
Yes, that's one of the things I was going to mention, that we also have the personal hygiene items, which is part of your basic need in your household.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. And we also have like frozen meats, which actually helps for a little bit more than a week because, I mean, you can actually cook the meats for food for a few days, which is great. I'm glad that we're able to provide that.
Yeah.
Right. So all in all, we're helping people stretch their household budgets and make the best use of the resources that they do have.
I like the focus on personal hygiene items as well, because that's another thing that you buy when you go to the grocery store, and it's oftentimes the most expensive, some of the most expensive stuff that you buy. So that's the thing that people can use help with even more, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Anna McDonald and G. Marrero. So details about tomorrow for people who want to go out and about and eat breakfast and lunch and dinner and meals in between, second breakfast and be real good
That's
hobbits.
Right.
And
we encourage the hobbit approach.
What information do people need, or where can they go to get it?
Sure. IFC's website has the full list of participating restaurants, which you can check out. And you'll also see there's nice blue posters that say Dine Out for IFC across town at participating restaurants. Our Facebook page would be another good place to look. And if you're out and about tomorrow, you can tweet us. The hashtag is RSVVP for IFC, and we'll pick you up and share what you're doing.
Awesome. And then for people who want to help out the IFC in other ways, maybe can't make it out tomorrow or can and also want to help out in other ways, what can they do?
That's right. If you don't want to brave the rain tomorrow, then we are happy to accept direct donations to the food security programs. 75% of our funding is from private donors, and so this community really makes IFC possible.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Again, ifcweb.org for more information about the Interfaith Council for Social Service. Check out the new combined location, downtown Chapel Hill, and follow the progress of the new location that'll be opening next year in downtown Carrboro. And again, don't forget to eat out all day tomorrow. Make sure it's at a participating restaurant. Again, there's close to 80 of them, so you've got plenty of options. Get the full list of participating locations at ifcweb.org. Anna McDonald, G. Marrero, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks,
Aaron.